One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
Where are we? When are we?
We're descending toward Hill Valley, California at 4:29 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
2015? You mean we're in the future? We're in the future. We're in the future. We're in the future. We're in the future.
Makes me feel like the future is now.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday, it's 2015, and it's Discorder Radio. And that was Grizz, The Future Is Now, and this is Energy Slime from New Dimension with maybe a trend we'll see more of in the future. 1 minute and 11 seconds of fire. Mother, father, sister, brother, Energy Slime, Discorder Radio. on 2015. Mother, brother, sister, father. Mother, brother, sister, father. Mother, brother, sister, father.
Hey, this is Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey guys, welcome to the Future Is Now edition of Discorder Radio. Happy New Year. It's January 6, 2015. I remember watching Back to the Future as a kid thinking, you know, I know it's going to get there at some stage, but I didn't actually think it would be here now, and it's here. We're here on CITR 101.9. It's Wade along with DJ CJ.
Hello.
Matt Muse.
Howdy.
And Liz Holiday.
Hello.
Your Discorder Radio 2015 team.
Love it.
Nice. Hey, guys, Happy New Year all.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year.
Nice.
And Happy New Year to our listeners. We hope you're having a good time out there. It's been amazing so far.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of recap. I feel like the last three or four shows have been very recap-oriented. So rather than going around the table and asking what you guys did on your holidays, and we're going to just focus on the future, because that is the future theme of today's show.
Sounds good to me.
We're going to stop. And before we go too far in the future, let's acknowledge the present. Right now, Sarah Cordingley, our music director, accordingly, puts together these great lists every week of the top 30 on CITR. And we're going to play a track right now, which is number two on this week's list by a Vancouver band called Moss Lime. The reason I like this one, not only because it's right near the top of the list, but also because there is definitely a futuristic kind of feel to it. It's based on a 2007 track, 2007 club favorite called Calabria 2007. And who's that by, Liz?
That's a good question.
We were jamming to it beforehand.
It is by Ennuer, probably pronouncing that wrong, featuring Nastasia.
Nastasia.
Yes.
That's lovely.
I'm sure that's not how it's pronounced, but that's what I would call it.
Well, I'm not even sure if Calabria is how it's pronounced. Maybe it's Calabria. Who knows? But let's play the 2014 version. That's what it's called. But whatever. It's still 7 years in the future of when this song was originally done. Number two this week on the CITR charts, from Moss Lime off the July Talk album, Calabria 2014, on Discorder Radio.
Thank you.
Canadian music icon Gordon Lightfoot calls Craig Cardiff a songwriter who needs to be heard.
This is the year where we learn and fear. Oh, rent's the cheapest room in the house, dear. Love calls.
Cardiff's innovative and personal live shows are catching on. His acclaimed albums Love Is Louder Than All This Noise and Juno-nominated Floods and Fires are available now. To learn more, please visit CraigCardiff.com.
Discorder magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
What up, what up? This is Shad. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. The Future Is Now edition. It's our first show of 2015. Before that PSA, we heard Moss Lime Calabria 2014, number 2 this week on the CITR charts. And right now in the background, you are hearing a sample of the album that is number 1 to kick off 2015. Law School is a local Vancouver ambient techno outfit. The new album is called Sea Island. A little bit of info on the band and the album. Since the settlement of Vancouver, Sea Island has been one of the most unfamiliar and inaccessible corners of the city. Originally inhabited by First Nations peoples, it became home to a small community of settlers who built an airport and a Boeing factory that made warplanes of the Royal Air Force. The expansion of the airport throughout the 20th century destroyed about half of the island's community and a good portion of its untouched natural beauty, leaving behind an industrial wasteland and a tangle of natural reserves. Sea Island is the latest in Scott Morgan's series of records chronicling different parts of Vancouver, following sketches from New Brighton, Strathcona Variations, and First Narrows. But more than any of those previous releases, Sea Island captures the loss and contradictions of its namesake. So without further ado, a little sample of number 1 this week on the CITR charts to kick off 2015. It's Law School, Sea Island, Discorder Radio. Thank you. sample of Lossal, the number one album this week, to kick off 2015 on CITR 101.9 Discord Radio, Sea Island by Lossal. Alrighty, so we did a lot of Year in Review stuff last year at the end of 2014. A band that was getting a lot of buzz is a band from Calgary, hometown of Mr. Matt Muse.
That's me.
Yeah, man. So we've been doing a bit of research on these guys. First of all, the track we're going to play sounds awesome. But before we play the track, let's give a bit of history on this band that is garnering a lot of buzz right now in the indie music circles.
Yeah, so I didn't realize the connection until just today. But back in the early part of the decade, around like, I remember 2009, 2010, there was a band from Calgary that was starting to get a lot of buzz. They were called Women. I don't know if anyone has heard them out here, like out west, but I remember I was in Edmonton at the time, and you know, Women were getting a lot of buzz. But then they got into, like, they were playing a show, I think in Calgary, and they got into a fight, like a fist fight on stage. You know, it was very Spinal Tap. And they broke up shortly thereafter. And then a couple years later, their guitarist died. And so, of course, the band was, never getting back together again after that. And in the years since, the bassist of the band, Women, Matt Flegel, formed a band with Scott Munro, who is the live guitarist for Chad Van Galen, who's also from Calgary.
Mm.
And then they've also got the drummer, Mike Wallace, from former drummer of Women. And then they've got another guitarist by the name of Danny Christensen. And I guess they, like the drummer and bassist, also played with this guy Danny in a Black Sabbath cover band. So anyway, something of a band that rose from the ashes of Women, another hyped band from Calgary. So yeah, they've got some demos out and stuff. They put out a cassette in 2013, I guess. But they've got their debut LP is coming out in a couple weeks on January 20th. It's self-titled Viet Cong. Watch out for it, I guess. But yeah, the track is called Continental Shelf by Viet Cong from Calgary.
Let's give it a spin right now. Making their Discorder radio debut on CITR 101.9. We'll be right back.
I'm Graham.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
Woo! Oh, hey! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
On this road. All my sins are bound to me. I was told.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, our first show of 2015. Happy New Year, everybody. Yes, the future is what we're focusing on this show. We got lots to look forward to this month especially. We're right in the midst of the Jan-Sember issue. The first half of the month, the first half of the issue is covering stuff in December. The second half of the issue is January, the month we are now in. Something really exciting happening in Discorder land, in CITR land, is the Shindig, the annual Shindig competition, which has been going 30 years now, but it started way back in October, every Tuesday at the Hindenburg. Where we've had so far 9 different nights, 9 winners, and they're all going to, I guess, basically face off in the new year. It's been a nice little break, actually, whereas in the past, it's been every single week, and then suddenly it was like, oh, it's now the semifinals, whereas we've had a nice break, and we're going to bring back Pale Red, Still Creek Murder, The Revered, Malk, Skim Milk, Poles, Tarantula Head, and Feng Shui to play in the semifinals next month. And there's another band too, which we should mention. Now, because this happened during Chris's break, we didn't get a chance to really give them much hype up, but maybe we can get a little clip of these guys ready here. We're doing all this on the fly. We were going to do something else, but hey, that's how it happens here in the future. So yes, there were 3 bands that went head to head back December 16th at the Hindenburg, and the band that emerged victorious was a band that also happened to grace the CITR stage at the Block Party back on Labor Day. So here's a little sample of the band that won Shindig last week, Purple Hearts Social Club.
I haven't let it up just yet. I'll wipe up the tears that are falling from the second they touch my cheek. I'm too good at pushing through though. Numbing the pain, numbing gray like gray.
Like gray.
It's breaking harder, it's starting and I can't take it.
Okay. All right. There you go. Raised. That was, Purple Heart Social Club. Lovely, lovely ladies. They emerged victorious at the Hindenburg back on December 16th, which was officially Shindig number 9, and they will be taking on, who are they going up against? It's part of the semifinal night number 3, Tarantula Head and Feng Shui. Reason why we wanted to, again, kind of recap on that is we didn't get a chance to cover it last time, but I have to say, it was a great show at the Shindig night number 9, the night one before Christmas, and Purple Heart Social Club, yeah, you heard a little sample of them right there. They were the winners. But I have to say, from a personal standpoint, I was blown away at the production value of a group known as Raised on DJs. Now, Raised on DJs is a mix of seven piece act: Sean McKay, Kevin Gao, Brooke Torrey, Brianne McDaniel, Shane Wilson, James Phillips, and the former lead singer of the band The Odds, Stephen Drake. Yeah, he was involved in that too. Definitely the most heavily produced, well-produced of all the Shindig bands I think we've seen so far this year. And they were basically the last band to play for 2014. So we'll give a little sample right now. This is Raised on DJ's Haunt Your Ghost on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Recently came across that I lost you love.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Haunt Your Ghost by Raised on DJs, the last band to play at Shindig in 2014. They went last, which was saved the best for last, in my personal opinion. The most well-produced, danceable show for sure. Although, for some reason, the judges did not agree, so they did not win that night. And I happened to be having a beer with them afterwards, and they expressed their discontent. But here's what I got to say to you guys, Raisin DJs. Don't be discouraged. You sound great. Your sound is big. I just think you guys might just be too big for Shindig. So Raisin DJs, best of luck to you guys. Hold your heads up high. In the meantime, congrats to Purple Heart Social Club for winning. Oh, and the other band that was lost in the mix and all that was called The Plodes, who just happened to be playing a show this weekend at the Railway Club. So to pay homage to all the bands that played the last Shindig, we're going to play The Plodes right now. This track is called Bad Bunny off of High Five Every Animal. It's The Plodes on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
LiveBand.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
We're We're back in Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was the Plodes before the PSAs, Bad Bunny, and talk about musical spectrum. Purple Heart Social Club to Raised on DJs to the Plodes. And that's what Shindig is all about. Plodes, once again, are playing this Saturday night at the Railway Club as part of the Punk Rock Riot, along with the Rail Obscene Being, Selfist, Love Buzz, the Desolation Sound, and the Tarlex. All right. Speaking of live shows, Liz Holliday's here.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Now, Shindig is normally your segment.
Yes.
And we did a little Shindig recap there. It's not happening this Tuesday. It's all back for the semifinals next Tuesday at the Hindenburg. We're getting excited. Mm-hmm. But there is still some exciting times ahead in your life.
There are some exciting times. This is not so much a live music event, but it is a live event that involves music. Mm. So I volunteer for the Sexual Assault Support Center at UBC. And the SASC is putting on a film screening on Monday, January 12th at 6 p.m. in the Sub Art Gallery. We are screening The Punk Singer, which is a 2013 documentary about Kathleen Hanna, who was lead singer of Bikini Kill, La Tigra. She's currently in The Julie Ruin. She also has a very popular solo album. And in the background, I think we're going to play a little bit of Rebel Girl, very famous Bikini Kill song. She was one of the co-founders of the Riot Girl movement, the 90s feminist punk movement. So we're showing this documentary about her, which is an awesome documentary. She's just a really amazing person. And afterwards, we're having a discussion with Amber Dawn, who is a creative writing professor at UBC, as well as CRTR's own Sarah Cordingley is going to be there on the panel as well. And we're just going to be having a chat about punk feminism and the Riot Girl movement and the position of women in music and in punk music specifically, and just all about all of this good, crazy, radical lady stuff. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be free. There are going to be snacks. So if you want to watch a cool film and then have a great discussion and learn some stuff and talk about some cool punk feminist stuff, please feel free. Show up. 6 p.m. at the Sub Art Gallery, Monday, January 12th.
Nice. Sounds like fantastic feminism at its funnest and finest.
Radical lady stuff.
Radical lady stuff.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I can tell you're very pumped.
I am.
I really am disappointed I'm not going to be around for that one because it sounds awesome.
It is going to be awesome. But we are also planning, hopefully, tentatively, to follow it up with, like, as part of a series and do another film screening and another discussion session and watch the Pussy Riot documentary that HBO developed last year.
Very cool.
So more punk feminist stuff, but more modern punk feminist stuff. There may be more.
No doubt you will keep us in the loop.
I will. Awesome. No worries. But in the vein of punk feminism, just to call attention to and not to look too much back to the past, because I know we're trying to focus on the future, but White Lung is a Vancouver four-piece feminist punk band, has kind of gotten a lot of hype this past year.
And they've been doing it for a while, too. They've been together for, like, over a decade.
They played the last, like, three Sled Islands, I want to say, in Calgary.
Played cool. The last three Sled Islands. That's a lot. Yeah, they're pretty intense.
Yeah. And this past year was their biggest year yet. The album Deep Fantasy was only released in the fall.
In June, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe...
I just looked it up.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm sorry. But yes, recently. But still very recently.
I only first got my first copy in the fall. But
oh, yeah. And you were a fan? You liked it? What do you think?
It's hard. It's thrashing. It's Mish Wei is like a bit of an inspiration. I've actually written some of her blog posts, and so she's a really interesting and enigmatic character. So being a fan of Mish Wei and listening to the music, and it's nice to see them get the success they deserve, and the album just rocks.
Yeah, and they recently played on the 5th, I think they played the Electric Owl, so they were in town relatively recently, but I'm not sure what their plans are for 2015. Haven't been able to find any shows, but hopefully they'll be back in town and maybe we can, you know, go see them, maybe have a chat with them.
I think it's a possibility.
Yeah, it is.
And also I could bring this little tidbit into the equation. So I was in Toronto over the holidays. Mm-hmm. Now Magazine is kind of like Toronto's version of the Georgia Strait, and they listed their top 10 albums of 2014, and I was so pumped to see White Lung, Deep Fantasy, number 7, representing Vancouver. It was the highest charting Vancouver band on their top 10 albums of 2014.
That is fantastic.
What do you know? Toronto does like us. They like us. They really like us.
Well, they were also named one of the top 20 albums of 2014 by Rob Sheffield of Rolling Stone. So that's good. I mean,
wow,
they're getting
good
some
on
like
them.
Yeah.
International hype.
Uh-huh. Some like major international, especially like pan-North American hype. That's, so go White Lung.
It's about time we're playing them here.
Yeah. So we're going to play Face Down from White Lung's album Deep Fantasy. Continue in the feminist punk vein.
I've listened to feminist funk.
Nice.
Feminist funk. All right, here on CITR 101.9.
Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
We'll be right back.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Never Forever by Dead Soft, Face Down by White Lung, two of the more rockin' Vancouver albums of 2014. Recognized both locally and nationally, and on the White Lung tip, both internationally. So good to see the Vancouver rockers getting some well-deserved press and airplay. Okay, Discord Radio, we've got about a cool 13 minutes to go in our Future Is Now show. In the very near future, we have some great shows. Even though it's January, and it's, you know, January. It's just that time of year. You know, you kind of, you spent all your, you burnt all your brain cells and spent all your dollars, and you're kind of, you're making these resolutions. It's kind of one of those times of the year where people are just a bit like, I just want to go home and, you know, make soup and watch TV. You guys kind of in the, are you with me there?
Yeah.
Well, at least there's some cool shows on the weekends to kind of like get you out of this natural January funk.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So what is one of the shows that we can look forward to in the coming weeks?
Well, on the 15th, we have Yukon Blonde playing. Oh, sorry. Hello. On the 15th, hello. Yukon Blonde is playing with Fountains at the Biltmore. Mm. And it is actually the Biltmore's 7th anniversary, their 7th birthday party. And Yukon Blonde, yes, is going to be playing. And it's actually sponsored by CITR.
Hey.
So that's exciting. We're sponsoring that. It's going to be a good show. There are still tickets available at Red Cat and Zulu. It's $20. So pretty reasonable price for a rockin' good time.
Yeah, and Biltmore's always given us a whole lot of love. So shout out to them. Happy birthday, Biltmore.
Happy birthday, guys.
Nice.
Big 7.
Nice. And what's the date of that show?
That is the 15th of January. Thursday. Okay. Next Thursday.
All righty.
Mm-hmm. At 8 p.m.
Yeah, you got we got Shindig back on the Tuesday. We've got that show on the Thursday. And then on the Saturday at the Rickshaw, we've got War Baby, local favorites, along with Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars and the band we heard just a minute ago, Dead Soft.
Mm-hmm.
But right in the middle of all that, let's play Yukon Blonde. Haven't played them in a while. From Kelowna, they now call Vancouver home. And they're just finished recording their latest album.
Yes.
Which will be released at some point in 2015. Mm-hmm. There you go. There's the future theme. But let's look back to 2012's Six Dead Tigers. Tiger Talk is the album. Six Dead Tigers is the track. Discorder Radio is the show. CITR is the station. 2015 is the future. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was You Come Blonde. This is Said the Whale, the Vancouver back-to-back double shot. Plans for the future on Discorder Radio. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, plans for the future. On the Future Is Now edition of Discorder Radio. Got a couple minutes left. That was, even though this is the Future Is Now edition, there was a bit of throwback to 2008, early Said the Whale. We are just about to wrap up. Yes, we are. Matt Muse, though, you're going to help close the show off for us today with a bit of a funny twist on the future.
Yeah, well, you know, the next show on After Us in the future is Flex Your Head by Mike's Punk Rock Show. So as a bit of a bridge, I want to play a tune by some British Columbia punk rock legends, No Means No. They're from Victoria, but now they're based in Vancouver, I believe. They are my dad's age. They're all like, you know, 60. And they are one of the best live bands I've ever seen. And I saw them like a year ago. Like I've seen them a bunch, but the most recent I've seen them, they're so tight. Like they're crazy good. They rock so hard and they're so old. It's awesome. And, yeah, so there's, their most recent, LP came out in 2006. It's called All Roads Lead to Osvart, which is German for exit, like freeway exit. And because they kept seeing this sign when they were on these freeways on tour in Germany, and they would see all these signs pointing to Osvart, and they're like, is that a town? Like, why do all these roads go to, like, there's so many exits to Osvart. What is this? The album's called All Roads Lead to Osvart, and at the very end of it, there's this unlisted hidden track. We actually were having trouble finding it in the database because, like, the CITR database, because it's not listed. And but yes, it's called unofficially called The Future Is a Past, and it's kind of it's not their usual punk rock, proggy, jazzy usualness, but it's kind of a silly little hidden track at the end of their most recent album. So yeah, The Future Is a Past by No Means No on CITR 101.9.
Italian squandered, Americans say it is money, Hindus say it does not exist. You know what I say? I say time is a crook.
I went out with my umbrella, it looked a little grim. The sky was black, the air was cold, the day was gray and dim. But as I strolled toward my goal, the sun burst through the clouds. I threw down my umbrella, and then I cried out loud, the future is a past that hasn't happened yet. And everybody knows that what you see is what you get. But the movies in your mind is a place you cannot find. And if you see ahead, you are missing your behind. To the airport, I tried not to be late, but I was very nervous as I walked up to the gate. I dreamed I saw an albatross that soared across the sky, and then I heard our plane had crashed and everyone had died. Oh, the future is a past that hasn't happened yet, and everybody knows that what you see is what you get. But the movies in your mind is a place you cannot find, and if you look ahead, you are missing your behind. I knew that I would die. I made a will, I took a pill and prayed to God on high. But when I walked toward the light, I learned the truth at last. I'd been born in my own colon and the world was up my ass. The future is a past that hasn't happened yet. And everybody knows that what you see is what you get. But the movies in your mind are a place you cannot find. And if you look ahead, you are missing your mind.